You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live from Springfield, from the Showcase Studios South. And I'm here ahead of the State of the State address from Governor Rauner. I was listening to some of the Blackhawks game while I was getting ready for the show earlier. And we have on the line with us Sam Paniatovich to tell us a little bit about why about Coach Q sounds a little down in his post-game interview.
Well, he should be down, Patty, and it's good to talk to you always. You know, by the way, before we talk about the Hawks, if it weren't for Springfield, Illinois, I wouldn't be here. You know that story, right?
I don't. Have you told me this story and I've mentally blocked your parents somehow consummating your creation?
I wasn't going to go that far, but no, my mom grew up there, went to Springfield High School, and my dad was a state rep.
Oh!
Yeah, three terms, and he actually used to own a tavern, which was a Peyton Manning vortex throw right away from the Capitol. It was on College and Madison. It was called Play It Against Sam's.
Oh, look at that. Was it? Now, is Sam a family name?
As far as I know, yes.
Well, I mean, were there other, was your dad's name Sam, or was it a bar named after you? I'm trying to find it.
Great-grandfather, father, and now me.
Okay, so I'm saying. So, you're the third? No,
no, we skip generations, and there's no middle name somewhere along the road. So no junior, no third, no fourth, none of that.
You sound relieved by that, like you evaded something.
Yeah, you don't want to be a junior. I don't know. But by the way, I know, yes, we have to talk sports, but have you been to Maderet yet down in Springfield?
I have not been. What's Maderet?
You have to go there. They do the famous horseshoe with the ground beef and the fries and the cheese. Oh, it's awesome.
I have had a horseshoe once. I actually was looking at some carryout menus for, you know what I ordered? Okay, we are on a tangent, and I don't mind, because we got plenty to talk about, but I haven't done this in a long time. It makes me feel like a college kid again. I ordered Jimmy John's, and, because when I got off the train here, there was a guy on a bike, you know, riding by it at the Jimmy John's, you know, box on his bicycle, and it made me hungry. I felt like Pavlov's dog. I see a guy with Jimmy John's, like, I must have that. You know their commercial where they say it's ridiculously fast? It was crazy fast.
Up the phone, you hang up, and then they're there. It's weird.
And they were at my hotel room door. It was so fast. I was eating, and here's the problem though: when you get something that fast, you almost eat it as fast, and now I'm having a little trouble. Okay, that might have been too much information. But so, have you spent time in Springfield? Do you have family down here?
Grandparents were from there. They're passed. We used to go to the state fair every year, probably from when I was about 4 years old up until, I don't know, 16 or 17 every summer. And we come and see grandma and grandpa. But no, I mean, mom pretty much grew up there, so that's a special place. And it's interesting because when Craig was like, she's in Springfield, I said, no problem, because I'll hit her with some knowledge about Springfield.
I appreciate it. Yeah. By the way, so the horseshoe thing, there's, you know, different places lay claim to that. I'm not sure. It's almost one of those things, like, what do we have? We got toast. We got some pork. We got fries. We got either cheese or gravy. Just slap it all on there. But I'm guessing that was a staple at the state fair, too, when you were a kid.
Yeah. Well, it's called Maderet. It's literally like a 3-second walk from the Capitol. Uh-huh. You can't miss it. And they do the open face burger buns with the ground beef, the hot french fries, and the nacho cheese. Not that I memorized it, but...
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. No, I'm a big fan of Moxo's Cafe and also Alexander's. It's pretty good. So I will have to look, I'll have to look for Make It Right.
Made Right. MAID-RITE. Made
okay.
Right.
Made Right. I will look for that indeed. What was your favorite thing when you were a kid at the state fair? Was it the butter, like the butter sculptures?
Probably the blooming onion or the fried Pepsi.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, you get the blooming onion. You know what a blooming onion is.
That I know, but did you say fried Pepsi?
Fried Pepsi.
What? Okay, I think I've heard this before and decided to ignore it. So is it still Pepsi in the middle, or is it just a big ball of fried sugar?
It's pretty much like a big fried, looks like a donut, only there's Pepsi inside. But they don't like throw the can in the fryer.
That seems dangerous and, yeah, not very tasty.
Yeah, no, they just roll it up and then put a little powdered sugar on it, throw it in the fryer, and bam, you're done.
Okay, sure, that makes total sense. Anything that goes in the fryer has got to be fun. All right, what happened with the Blackhawks tonight? 5-0 they lost?
Yeah, 5-0 at Carolina, last game of the first half. And Coach Q, you kind of read between the tea leaves in a game like this, and he just talked about that they weren't ready. He knew it was going to be trouble right away. Carolina came to play, and they didn't, and it was really ugly. And a lot of these Hawk players, we know the routine. They played so much hockey over the last handful of years. Jonathan Toews is a little bit sick. Anisimov has been dealing with some sickness. You got some players who are a little bruised up, and they just probably looked ahead a little too much. Now, they would never admit that, but I mean, big picture, Patty, you go back to Christmas, turn the calendar back 1 month, the Blackhawks are in third in the West, and they're behind Dallas by 10 points. Here we are a month later, they are first in the Western Conference. They have a three-point lead on Dallas, a three-point lead on St. Louis. I'm sorry, a six-point lead on St. Louis, wow. 7 points up on the Kings. So, you know, we can look at this 5-0 loss and try and pick it apart, but at the end of the day, this is still the best team in the Western Conference with championship pedigree. And if they lose one game going into the break, it's not really a red flag.
Right, but it's not a great feeling to like go now have 10 days off when you have a, you know, this the bad taste of a 5-0 loss on your, you know, just saying. But so they had 10 days off for the All-Star break. Who's playing in the All-Stars?
You got Kane and Taves. That's pretty much it for the Hawks. They snubbed Corey Crawford, even though he has a league-high 7 shutouts. I don't even have an answer for that. They wanted to keep Pecorine, who's the Predators goalie. They wanted to keep him home because the game is in Nashville, so they wanted to have some local flavor. But, I mean, the Hawks could easily have 3 or 4 or 5 guys in the game, but it's only a couple.
Is that not so bad, though? Getting the extra rest is kind of nice, right?
I would think.
Yeah, they'll take it. These guys will take it. I know that, you know, Crawford was asked about that, and he said, well, I'll enjoy laying on the couch. and to this point, you know, Crawford's been playing the majority of the games. You know, the career high, I think, as far as games played for him, has been 59. He's never crossed through 60. And this year, he's on pace to play 60 or more games. So, you know, what's more important? Traveling, sleeping in a hotel bed for a couple more days and playing in an All-Star game for a period or two, or like Patty said, getting all those days off. I think Corey Crawford will gladly have those days off and be fresh coming back into the second half.
Now, when it comes to All-Star games, do you watch a lot of – I can't remember the last time I sat down and watched them. I used to watch the baseball All-Star games, but that was about it. I've never – you know, we've got the hockey one. Are you going to watch this one? Do you have to?
I'll watch the skills challenge. They have a lot of really cool stuff, like, you know, like the stick handling challenges and like the, you know, beat the goaltender down on the shootout rush. And they've got like the trick shots and all that kind of stuff. I'll watch that. But they just changed the game again. It's going to be 3-on-3 this year, which I don't know. It seems to be a little bit of a novelty. I won't watch it. The baseball All-Star game I watch, basketball I watch the dunk contest, the Pro Bowl and football I haven't watched in 10 years.
Yeah.
Because nobody tries, nobody cares, you know, it's supposed to be fun. And but I think a lot of times, rather than watch the game, you watch the festivities leading up to the game because oftentimes they're more exciting.
Right. It seems to be more a celebration of the sport than actually like showcasing or getting in there and playing a game to show who's really the best in the leagues.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, but I mean, if the East or West wins in hockey, you know, in years past, it doesn't matter. In basketball, nobody plays defense, and the final score is like 170 to 165.
Right.
The Pro Bowl, nobody wants to go.
Right. But baseball,
baseball. Yeah, and then baseball, you have to win to get, you know, home field. But even then, I mean, there's only one or two teams that are really going to go every year.
Right. Well, and that one bothers me. That's just stupid, you know, since it is kind of a throwaway thing. It seems silly to tie it into, you know, that sort of end of the season run.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And the first game that actually counted was in 2003 in Chicago because mm-hmm. they had that tie in 2002 in Milwaukee where both teams ran out of players. And they're in, like, the 14th inning, and they're like, we don't know what to do. So they called the game in Milwaukee, and from that point forward, we've had you have to win the game, you have to bring the proper amount of people, and then the winning league has home field.
Right. Well, speaking of baseball, I heard that they're thinking of bringing the designated hitter to the National League. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if you're a Cub fan, that's huge news because this gives Kyle Schwarber a permanent position. this is a guy, you know, you worry about power hitters, and he came up as a catcher, mm-hmm. and they've tried to move him to the outfield, and there have been mixed results. You know, he's not the quickest guy in the world, and I think he's still learning the position. But Theo Epstein, Patty, has been drafting nothing but really good hitters in the last 4 or 5 drafts at the top. And there's sort of a logjam now. Well, where do you put this guy and where do you put that guy? If you have a DH, you could put Kyle Schwarber at the designated hitter spot, save those knees. He doesn't have to run in the outfield into that brick wall. And then a lot of these other guys like Javi Baez and Jorge Soler, right now they're sort of on the outside looking in. They don't really have a regular position. But if that DH comes to the NL, all of a sudden, ta-da, you have an extra spot for a really good hitter. And, you know, it'll make baseball better. The good players will play longer, they'll be healthier, and they'll hit more home runs. And at the end of the day, you either want to see home runs or you want to see strikeouts when you go to a game. At least that's how I feel.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I like to see some good ball play, but that's me. I love a good fly ball gets snagged at the last second. That's just me. It's dramatic.
Okay.
All right. I stop short of a guy slamming into the wall and trying to reach over into the stands. That makes me nervous. Who did that this year? Someone stepped over like the rolled tarp onto the edge of the seats and into the seats. And
Rizzo was standing on top of the tarp over by first base at Wrigley.
Yeah, that was cool because he didn't get hurt, but I always get nervous. I'm such a mom. I'm like, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, it's a great catch until the cleat slips on the tarpaulin and you're face diving into a seat on the first row.
Yeah, how important was it to catch that foul ball, right? So the ball's not even in play. Sam, can you hold on a minute? We want to talk about the Super Bowl when we come back. Sound good?
Sure, you got it.
All right, more with WGN Sam Paniatovich after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Thank you for finding us Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from Springfield, Illinois. I'm here in the Capitol ahead of the governor's State of the State address. And we're talking about sports right now with WGN's Sam Paniatovich. Are you making big plans for the Super Bowl game on Sunday, Sam?
I don't know yet. I actually don't have to work. No Bulls, no Blackhawks, no Bears, obviously. Although it was 30 years ago today, they won a Super Bowl. That's what I've been told.
It's not this Sunday. It's 2 weeks before the week and a half before the game.
Yeah, it's next Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, is it next Sunday? Oh, well, there was this big anniversary party today at Soldier Field. Everybody who is still around and still ticking, I guess, was there. A lot of good former players. But I guess to answer your question, no plans yet. Although I should probably get on that.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
This Sunday is Sam's favorite event, the Pro Bowl.
That he hasn't watched in 10 years. Now I must feel like making it your assignment.
I mean, for you, I'd watch it. I'd watch highlights.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. You know what they should do? The Pro Bowl should have all the commercials that didn't make it to the Super Bowl.
Right? Well, the Pro Bowl used to be played, I think, weeks after the Super Bowl, and then they moved it now inside that little shell because conference championships – and Super Bowl has a little weekend between the two, so I think that's why they did that, to try and, keep the buzz alive. Uh-huh. Because after the Super Bowl, there should be no more football. That should be it.
Do the two teams in the Super Bowl send All-Stars to the Pro Bowl? Because that would seem counterintuitive.
No, if you make the Super Bowl, you do not have to report to the Pro Bowl, which is probably a blessing in disguise for some of those guys.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you have any favorites? Who are you rooting for the Super Bowl?
I don't know if I'm rooting for anybody, but I think the storyline for Cam Newton, Carolina Panthers quarterback, is spectacular. He won a junior college national championship. He won a national championship at Auburn. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. He was the number one overall pick. He was the NFL MVP. Well, at least he will be this year. And he could possibly win a Super Bowl championship. No player has ever done all those things.
And
Cam Newton is in pursuit right now. His Panthers are favored by almost 5 points against Denver. And it's interesting, Peyton Manning, every time you hear about Peyton Manning now, the Broncos quarterback, his age is attached to his name now. It's not just Peyton Manning, it's 39-year-old Peyton Manning. In fact, this is the largest discrepancy in age between starting quarterbacks. You have Peyton Manning at 39 and Cam Newton to 26. So we get to hear about that for another 10 days.
Oh, God. And I'm sure they've. How
could the storyline not also be the fact that Peyton Manning may be retiring at the end of this season? So he has one game left. And the Broncos would be able to retire two legendary quarterbacks on potential Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, and the other guy, John Elway, is now in charge in Denver. No, that's certainly one of the storylines. Like I said, though, we're still looking at, Wednesday, a week ahead of the Super Bowl. I mean, Media Week is next week, so all that stuff is going to, percolate over the coming days and things like that. But you got two really good defenses. Carolina has a legit offense, and Peyton Manning can't throw the ball 20 yards. So, it should be awesome.
Maybe just this one time, Sam, that arm's going to snap back for just one game.
He's got one job. He can't turn it over. Don't make mistakes. Don't throw interceptions. Don't fumble the football. And, let that running game try and keep Carolina off to the sideline. Now, everybody's going to pick Carolina. This morning, I think Dan Hampton, Adam Hogue, they both picked Carolina. I think Dave Ennett picked Carolina. So I'll probably pick Denver just to be contrarian.
Me too.
Like
I was going to say, I picked Denver.
You know how much you like For Love of the Game, that movie? You like that movie, right?
For the yes.
Yeah, so that is who Peyton Manning's going to be. He's going to be that old kind of it's his storyline to win this Super Bowl. It'll be amazing. No one has an answer.
No, but he's won the Super Bowl how many times now
once.
For the Colts?
He's only won it once.
Just the once?
Just
once.
With against the Bears.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, see, but you know what it is? I just really like his insurance commercials.
Sam is a no-go.
Which commercials? You got the Nationwide ones, you got Papa John's.
Nationwide. Got, the one where he's singing to himself, Nation.
Which was then turned into an HGH, you taste so good. They were talking about that a couple of weeks ago after the Al Jazeera report.
Oh, dear. No. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Broncos because I have a friend who really is a big fan, and I want her to be happy. That's the only skin I got in the game.
Honestly, though, like every time that, you know, 8 out of 10 people pick one side, usually it's a lot closer than people think. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you leave that game wherever you watched it thinking, how did that happen? But I promise you, when you're back in Chicago next week, go find 10 people, ask them who's going to win. And I guarantee you 8 or 9 say Carolina.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
All right. I feel like we should start having some sort of a pool for this. Can we gamble? Are we allowed to gamble?
Well,
on
what
our
about
show?
Prop betting, Sam? Do you have any favorite prop bets that you're looking forward to?
Gatorade is definitely going to be yellow. we should do something next week. I'll get a list together. I wasn't prepared. There's over like 70 different prop wagers, including how long will the national anthem be?
What
color will Beyonce's top be? What is the first song Beyonce sings?
Beyonce's singing again? No, wait, Beyonce's doing it again? Didn't she just do it a couple years ago?
Well, they had to bring her back for the 50th.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes complete sense. I could see why they would do that. Did anyone win a bet that there would be a happy shark? What did they call him? The goof?
Left shark.
The left shark. No one won that bet. No one saw that coming.
I don't think that was offered.
Now it will
but,
be.
But no, I mean, you can, if I were you, Patty, I would be willing to go around the office and just be bold and just tell people Denver's going to win, because if it does happen, you look like a genius. And if it doesn't happen, well, everybody else already picked Carolina, so you got nothing to lose.
I have to come up with better reasons of why I want to sound articulate about it, as I'm not right now, about why Broncos going to win.
Okay. Denver has the best defense in the National Football League.
Okay, good. And the Panthers are only legit.
The Panthers are like top five. But and if there's one defense that can get to Carolina and throw Cam Newton off its game, it's the one the Denver Broncos have.
All right. I like the sound of that. So 39-year-old Peyton Manning against the other guy who's 26.
Grizzled 39-year-old Peyton.
Cam Newton, who will be the MVP. You should probably know that name.
What is Cam short for? I'm just curious now about little things.
Cameron.
Ah, see, that makes sense. It's a CAM name. All right. I'm trying to picture the whole thing. I've watched very few football games this season. The Bears were just so dismal. I couldn't hang anymore.
Well, he's going to be hard to miss. He's 6'5", 250 pounds.
Hello.
And he wears number one. And he's the big black guy behind the ball. So it's going to be hard to miss Cam Newton. I promise you.
I do like the idea of Peyton Manning, like, telling himself not to throw the ball away. Like, he's in the, I wish we could have a microphone in the helmet. Don't mess this up. Don't mess this up.
Yeah. Well, he does that thing last year where he was saying Omaha. Like, there was a bet. How many times would Peyton Manning say Omaha? Because when he's lining up, he's like, Omaha, Omaha, Hadad, Omaha. And he said it like 70 times one game. It was ridiculous. So he's always been one of those guys at the line of scrimmage that, like, tries to move his hands and call audibles. So he's fun to watch pre-snap, no doubt.
All right, I will keep my eyes open. Now, are they doing? They're bringing the NFL draft back to Chicago this spring too. Is that right?
They are. Yep. So be prepared not to be able to drive anywhere on the South Loop on a Friday at 4 o'clock.
Well, it's just it seemed to have done well last year. People kind of liked it. It's, you know, a fun little event for Chicago to have.
Made a lot of money.
Nothing wrong with that. We could use some of that. You know, between that and the red light cameras, we should be able to solve all of our problems.
You got it. Enjoy Made Right, will you?
I will. I will try to get there. But you should come down sometime, and, you know, just your old, you know, where your family used to hang, where your family used to live. Why not?
All right. Well, let me know when you're going, and we'll figure something out.
We can Amtrak. All right. How we follow you on Twitter, my friend?
SP Shoot. Very simple. SP Shoot.
SP Shoot. Follow Sam on SP Shoot. And do you have any shows coming up?
I think I'm filling in. I'm doing the Rokan Show PM Drive February 1st to the 5th.
Oh, excellent. All right. So tune in for those.
We'll see.
Catch Sam's reports from February 1st to the 5th on Ro Khan's show, and catch him here again next week. Thanks, Sam. Have a great night.
You too, Patty.
Thank you. It's time now for our 12:30 news. Am I early for the news? Does this ever happen? Can we mark this, Craig?
Yeah, I'm marking this right now, Patty. This is the first.
Yeah.
If we stall by marking it, there's going to be a point where we're no longer on time.
Trumpets?
I know. Oh, right. Wait.
Do we need trumpets?
Do we need trumpets? Yeah. Last night, I think we marked a certain word. Was it, what was the word that Will Durst?
There was some word that Will used, and now we're not on time anymore.